Live for the Kelly Kelly Show. Kelly is an award-winning photographer and the owner of the website iloveclearwater.com. Doug is the author of 4 published books and a contributing editor for Florida Sportsman magazine. And now, here they are.
Alrighty, well, tomorrow is the finale of a really long campaign period in Clearwater in particular, as well as other municipalities in Tampa Bay and statewide. And for those who haven't already voted, you can do so, if eligible, tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
The contest in the presidential primary is a foregone conclusion.
Yep, yep.
But there are other good reasons to vote. Our first guest is Chris Lafala, a Pinellas County Commissioner, and we're going to talk about some of the local candidates.
That's right. In the second segment of the show, we're chatting with Susan Demers, who chairs an active actors group, and she is not only an actress herself, but also directs and produces plays.
Right. Susan has quite a background. And speaking of backgrounds, with us today, as always, is Ed Davis, the executive producer of the Kelly Kelly Show and a guru on the sports scene in Tampa
Bay. That's right, Ed. You know, the Bucs signed many players who were on the team last year for the sake of continuity, plus some free agents who would strengthen the roster, perhaps. What's your take on how the Bucs did in free agency and what they still need to do in the NFL draft coming up in late April?
It all looks good on paper until they hit the field. Mm-hmm. What happens?
That's true. We just can't.
What did I see? Do you realize that in the last 10 years, quarterbacks that were picked number one overall? Do you know how many succeeded?
How many?
25%.
Ooh. Wow.
Well, that's low.
Those are the guys that were getting the big money.
Yeah.
You know. $20 million guaranteed before he even hit the field.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, stuff like that. But
well, they get soft, I guess. But you know, Baker showed his worth. He only got $4 million. Our salary here in the radio station.
You got to remember that he took a chance too. You know, he got injured.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and he could have laid a big egg, he'd have been done.
So he cashed in for $100 million plus in 3 years. So
those are the good. Those are the good stories.
They're
you know?
Good enough. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Definitely stick with us as we have a very interesting show today. And don't forget that our show can also be viewed live on Facebook at the Kelly Kelly Show page. Plus, we're appearing on Tantalk Radio Network's YouTube channel, as well as the show being podcast worldwide at internetradiopros.com.
Yep, we're going to take a short break and come back with Chris. But first, see if you know the answer to this. In Jimmy Buffett's signature song, Margaritaville, what type of cake was he nibbling on? The answer, right after this.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
In 1955, the law firm now known as Peronick, Caulfield, Averill, and Noyes made a decision. Instead of taking whatever cases came through their doors, they decided to focus specifically on personal injury. 64 years later, the law firm is one of Clearwater's longest-running personal injury firms. Available 24 hours a day with offices in Clearwater and throughout Tampa Bay, they're ready to put decades of experience to work for you if you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident or injured due to someone's negligence or recklessness. If you feel overwhelmed, uncertain, or unsure about your next steps after being involved in an accident or after a loved one sustained serious injuries due to someone else's negligence, call Peronick, Caulfield, Averill, and Noyes at 727-796-8282 or online at usalaw.com. That's 727-796-8282 or online at usalaw.com. Non-attorney spokesman.
Shop the largest selection of Guy Harvey apparel, artwork, and gift items at GuyHarvey.com. From the world-renowned marine wildlife artist, the Guy Harvey online shop features the latest in performance apparel, classic Guy Harvey t-shirts, decor for every room in your home, exquisite ocean-inspired jewelry, and unique gift items, including custom merchandise not available anyplace else. Browse an extensive catalog of original Guy Harvey works of art and a full range of beautiful reproductions. As with all Guy Harvey merchandise, a percentage of sales benefits the ocean conservation, research, and education work of the Guy Harvey Ocean Foundation. The Guy Harvey Ocean Foundation will help ensure that future generations can enjoy and benefit from a well-balanced ocean ecosystem. Bring the undersea world into your everyday life at GuyHarvey.com.
Just about everyone is fascinated by the mafia. Books and movies like The Godfather, Goodfellas, Casino, and many others became bestsellers and box office hits. Did you know that a century ago, mobsters like Al Capone discovered Florida's tropical climate and sparse law enforcement? Mafia bosses from around the nation began setting up illegal operations in Florida. Now, for the first time, a new book titled Sunshine State Mafia, A History of Florida's Mobsters, Hitmen, and Wise Guys, provides vivid stories and never-before-seen images of dangerous criminals who settled in Florida full or part-time. Written by renowned author Doug Kelly, Sunshine State Mafia exposes the hidden history of the mob throughout the state and includes Doug's own brushes with crime figures. Sunshine State Mafia is available at all major book retailers or obtain a signed copy by calling 727-724-4949. Or email sunshinestatemafia@gmail.com.
These days, amidst supply chain issues, staffing crises, and rising energy bills, it's not easy to be a successful entrepreneur in Clearwater. For many, financial fears have led to sleepless nights. On top of that, many more have employees and customers that they're trying to protect and reassure. A monumental task when they themselves are struggling with burnout. We're all experiencing a lot of intense emotions. So where can you find safe harbor? At Amplify Clearwater. Amplify Clearwater is your chamber of commerce, and the name says it all. To make Clearwater larger, greater, stronger. Here you'll find like-minded members who are seeking opportunities to learn from each other. To collaborate, network, support, and do business together. Every business owner's goal in 2022 is to grow their business. If you need help, your friends at Amplify Clearwater are here for you. Submit your application today at amplifyclearwater.com/join.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, thanks for sticking with us here on the Kelly Show. Sticky as it is, getting a little hotter, isn't it, out there? But you know, before the break, we asked a trivia question, especially if you're a Jimmy Buffett fan, who, sad to say, died last September, but he still, his music rolls on. And we asked you this, in Jimmy Buffett's signature song, Margaritaville, what type of cake was he nibbling on? The answer, sponge cake. Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake, all of those tourists covered in oil.
That's enough.
Okay. Anyway, our first guest today is Chris Latvala. He was born in Dunedin and went on to attend the University of Central Florida. After graduation, he moved back to the Tampa Bay Area, and he's lived and worked in Pinellas County ever since.
Chris served Clearwater and Largo in the Florida House from 2014 to 2022. He's now a Pinellas County Commissioner and has been a very effective advocate for our community and the recipient of numerous prestigious awards.
Yep. Chris is with us today on the eve of tomorrow's Election Day, and he's been very active in the campaigns of candidates for the Clearwater City Council. Chris, nice to see you again.
Good to see you, my friend.
Absolutely.
So Clearwater has five council members, and three of those seats are up for election. It's nonpartisan and an at-large format. So please explain what that entails, and to those who may not know.
Yeah. Well, it is. I mean, it's a pretty wide-ranging thing. Give us an overview, pretty much, of what's going on, Chris.
Well, we've had some pretty heated races this year. Some years are kind of boring, and you have to kind of beg people to run for the city council, and they come in unopposed. This year is not like normal years. The mayor's race is pretty competitive. A sitting council member who's pretty popular, especially with her base, council member Kathleen Beckman, and then lawyer Bruce Rector is also running, and that's going to be a very competitive race tomorrow. And then two other council seats, one that Kathleen Beckman is leaving, which is an open seat, and then also Councilmember Bunker is running for re-election and has two challengers, Mike Mastrosario and Ryan Cotton. And thus far, over 17,000 people have voted. And if it's going to be like a normal city council or a normal Clearwater election, roughly 25,000 or so people will vote.
Mm-hmm. And is that in Clearwater?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And there's about, what, 72 to 75,000 potential voters registered?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. So that'll be about, a third? Yeah, about a third of the voters.
Wow.
And, of course, the presidential primary is tomorrow, and it was expected to be maybe competitive if DeSantis had stayed in the race against Trump. But when he dropped out, there really wasn't much doubt who was going to win it. And same, of course, Biden's basically unopposed, at least as of now.
Well, the interesting thing, and it does not help the Democrats that are on the ballot. We have a nonpartisan election, but there's nothing really that's ever nonpartisan
sure,
in politics.
Exactly.
The state Democrats canceled their Democratic primary for president.
Yeah.
So if you're a Democratic voter who wants to vote for President Biden to make a statement one way or the other, he's not on the ballot.
Right.
There's no Democratic primary for president.
Mm-hmm.
Conversely, Donald Trump is still on the ballot, and all of the other folks running for the primary on the Republican side are still on the ballot.
Gotcha. And I think in the seat that Kathleen Beckman is vacating, seat three, you have Mike Menino running,
mm-hmm.
and then you have Javonte Scott.
Yep.
And Jared
Leon
are running as well. And we've all been sort of involved in different ways and different aspects of the campaign. I've been helping, you know, Mike Menino,
mm-hmm.
Certainly upfront about that and his campaign, and he's done a pretty good job. And you've been involved in some of the campaigns.
Sure, yeah. I've been helping Bruce Rector and Ryan Cotton, mm-hmm. and I've endorsed three of the candidates. I've endorsed Menino, Cotton, and Rector.
Gotcha. Okay, it's going to be really, really interesting. And not only that, there's also a referendum on the ballot that's somewhat controversial, and that is about whether to change the format that the Clearwater elections presently have, which is a plurality, which means whoever gets the most votes, whether there's two candidates or 10 candidates, wins. Whereas the other format is the majority vote, which is what is embraced by the county and the state and the federal government, which means the top two vote getters, if one of them doesn't get 50% plus one, they go into a runoff.
Right.
And so that's going to be decided. I'm very much for that change. What do you
right.
think?
Right. Yeah. I voted for the runoff. I've already voted. I voted early.
Me too.
And I voted for the runoff because it makes sense that you want to have representation of somebody who has the majority of the voters and not somebody who, not to pick on anybody that's on the council currently, but you don't want to have somebody who gets 30 or 35 or 40% of the vote.
Yeah.
You want to have somebody who has the majority.
One candidate who actually is running for re-election, Bunker, only got 27%.
Right. Yeah, and that was in a five or six-way race.
Yeah. And which means 73% of the electorate didn't vote for him.
Right.
So, and that's not his fault.
Right. No, in a runoff, he very well may have won.
He may have won.
So.
It was a very close election. As a matter of fact, Mike Menino came in only like 220 votes behind him in that race. So
That was.
I think that race tomorrow, I think Councilmember Bunker's race tomorrow will be very close.
Yes, it'll be competitive for sure. And there's three people in it. Again, besides Mark Bunker at seat two. Is Mike Mastroserio and Ryan Cotton, as you mentioned.
Right, and whether, even if Bunker wins or loses, I don't think anybody in that race will get over 50%.
I agree, yeah. That's what it looks like for sure.
Yeah.
So I think I think Mark Bunker will come in either first or second in that race.
Mm-hmm. More likely. Also, the political parties are involved. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's supposed to be a nonpartisan election, but it's pretty much stacked up where most of the elected Democrats in Pinellas, or some of them, have supported Kathleen Beckman, and almost all of the Republican elected officials in Pinellas have backed Bruce Rector. And it seems to have been pretty much that way, and it looks like that might be advantageous to them because, well, first of all, there's a majority of Republicans over Democrats, certainly countywide, and they tend to come to the polls more often, and Biden's not on the ballot.
Right.
So, I mean, what do you think? How does that stack up?
I mean, I think that that's just kind of the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, I would argue that Councilmember Beckman, for good or bad, and I'm certainly a Republican, and I didn't agree with a lot of what she did on the council, but I think she conducted herself in a pretty partisan manner.
Sure.
On the council and was pretty progressive. So, you know, of course, the Democrat or the Republicans are going to be attracted to the Republican candidate against her, you know, and not want her as mayor. And conversely, the Democrats, you know, that know her and have worked with her are going to be supportive of her.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just, you know, just like you have in St. Pete during their mayoral elections.
Mm-hmm.
When Ken Welch ran against Robert Blackmon, a lot of Republicans were with Robert Blackmon. A lot of Democrats were with Ken Welch.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's just like it was there, it is here, and you know, I expect that will help Bruce Rector tomorrow, but we will wait and see.
Now, the Pinellas County Republican Executive Committee did come out with endorsements. Tell us about those.
Yeah, they endorsed Bruce Rector for mayor, Ryan Cotton, and Mike Menino.
And Mike Menino said ran a very close race 4 years ago but he lost. And he's I like him. He seemed to be mm-hmm. a pretty bright, capable guy. And Ryan Cotton is a nice young man. He's 36 years old, which sort of brings the average age down quite a bit on the council if he gets elected.
Right.
And he's a fireman, mm-hmm. which speaks well of him too, of course. So I think he's a good candidate. And then you got Bruce again against right. Kathleen, as said. But I think certainly I've seen the ads with the Pinellas County GOP making those endorsements.
Right.
Now, has the Democrat Party done that with candidates?
So the Democratic Party endorsed Javonte Scott mm-hmm. and Mark Bunker in those two races. And initially they said that Kathleen Beckman did not want their endorsement. Hmm. And she wanted to be nonpartisan. I did read today in the Tampa Bay Times that they did a text message recently to some Clearwater voters in which they supported Kathleen Beckman. Mm. So I guess they've, late in the game, they've kind of
jumped into it.
Jumped in support of Kathleen Beckman.
Very good. Very good. Well, also, you are involved in, you're going to run for re-election. You have been a county commissioner. Tell us a little bit about the county commission and what you're up to.
So I my first term was 2 years because it was part of a redistricting year. Our normal terms are 4 years, so now I'm running to seek a 4-year term. And if the voters think that I'm qualified and there's not someone better that they have in mind, I would be honored to serve a 4-year term.
Hmm.
Of course, the Rays are front of mind, and those negotiations continue. I think the vote at the city council level in St. Pete will be a very close one.
Mm-hmm.
What St. Pete is offering the Rays is a lot different than what the county is offering the Rays. I have not made up my mind completely. I'm leaning towards being supportive of that as long as we still have money to take care of the beaches, if that's something that we have to go alone and we don't have support from the Army Corps of Engineers.
Now, so far, you're talking about District 5, correct?
Yes, sir.
You're unopposed.
Yes, sir.
You did have 8 years in the state legislature mm-hmm. as political experience. Plus, you've kind of been in politics your whole life. Your dad, Jack Latvala, was very successful in the state government, was president, was a state senator for years, and I think chaired the Which committee? Very powerful.
He chaired a few. The last one, and probably the one you were thinking of, was the Appropriations Committee.
Yes, very much.
But his political career really got started with the Young Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
And he had some good running buddies in the Young Republicans.
I hear you. So. In which we go back 50 years or so, which we'll have Jack on sometime and reminisce about that a bit. Yeah. But anyway, so you
can
really
you remember
had
back
your,
that far?
So you really had your foot in the political.
Yeah, it was an honor to serve in Tallahassee,
right.
And but I have zero aspirations to go back there.
Mm-hmm.
I love what I'm doing now, and I want to do this. I don't want to do this forever. Hopefully, the CRC, which is our charter review committee, will be putting term limits on the ballot this year.
Mm-hmm.
For Pinellas voters of either 8 or 12 years, and we will have term limits on the ballot again in Pinellas. If you were here in 1994, you probably voted for them with 73% of the Pinellas County voters, but unfortunately that was not implemented then. So we will be putting those on the ballot now, and I can assure you the county commission now will be implementing them and not suing to overturn it.
I gotcha. Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense.
What Absolutely. Is your campaign website?
ChrisLotballa.com.
Oh, can't get any easier than that.
And spell it out.
ChrisLatV as in Victor, ALA.
Gotcha. Very, very
and
good.
And you recently got married.
I did in January.
So far, so good.
Okay. She,
so far, so good.
I haven't had to go to any hotels or sleep on any friends' couches yet.
Okay,
so.
Very good. That sounds really good. Mm-hmm. And Bianca, we've met her.
Yeah.
She's fantastic.
Yeah.
You all have a great life together,
yeah.
I'm sure. And you're relatively a young guy. 41, 42?
42,
you
yes.
had
42?
To inject that word relatively.
Well, compared to me, everybody's everybody's a spring chicken. But no, in the political arena, you know, a lot of people are in their later years, 50s and 60s.
Doddering?
And
doddering
old fools like me.
Unconscious?
So you still have a pretty
Sorry.
Good
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I, you know, I want to do the commission stuff for a little while and then go do something else.
I gotcha.
You know, probably not in government.
Sounds good. Well, it's great to have you on the show as always. Do you mind if we ask you a few fun questions?
Sure.
Just to lighten
as long as it's not what is my favorite mobster. It probably would be the guy in New York that would walk around confused, or he acted like he was confused to try to trick the FBI.
That was the Chin.
Yeah.
He did. He would go out and talk to street signs.
Right.
And Galante, I think his last name was Big Chin
okay.
Galante.
Huh.
Okay.
But anyway, we're going to ask you a few fun questions.
Okay.
Would you rather be the most valuable player of the Super Bowl or the World Series?
World Series.
Oh, okay.
You're a baseball fan.
Yeah. I am.
You jumped right
team?
On that one.
The Rays.
Oh, okay.
But I also like the Phillies, and growing up, I was a Blue Jays fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it all covered.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Very political, by the way. Would you rather have universal respect or unlimited power?
Respect.
Yeah. Good answer.
Would you rather be good at everything or the best at one thing?
The best at one thing.
Yeah, I
and
think.
You are, right?
Yeah, depends on who you ask.
Would you rather have supervision or super hearing?
Vision.
Yeah, me too.
That would be remarkable, would it not? If you could have any actor portray you in a movie, who would that be? And don't say Pee Wee Herman.
Oh, wow, yeah. Well, I really liked Chris Farley.
Oh, okay. He was hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
Maybe like Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a good one. He was a great action character in those spy movies he was in.
How about you, Doug? I don't think I've ever asked you that. Don't say Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's never gonna
happen. Well, there is a resemblance. You got to admit that. Sheesh. Probably Al Pacino.
Okay.
Let's say him. Al Pacino.
Al Pacino?
What is your favorite Al Pacino movie?
I have to say The Godfather.
Yeah.
You know, he was really phenomenal in that, but he's been so good in so many. Mm-hmm. What was that one when he played the gangster in Miami, the drug guy? Scarface. He's really so good in a role. Mm-hmm. He really is. And it wouldn't be hard to act like me. It'd be easy. So, go ahead.
Would you rather be extremely handsome or a genius? And you can't be both like Doug Kelly.
A genius.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. All right, last question. You're on death row, mm-hmm. heaven forbid, and ask for a last meal. What would it be?
A steak? Because I think you have a budget that they give you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And you have to go within your budget.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, no. Let's throw the budget up.
And I learned that in the legislature.
Wow.
Really?
That's
interesting. Huh. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Yeah. steak, lobster, scallops, and mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
That sounds actually amazing.
How about you, Ed? What would you do?
I was just going to say, I would like to see the menu.
Yeah.
Can I substitute?
Oh, yeah. You can order anything you want.
Yeah.
So you have to, there's a cap on it, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but I think it's like a few $100.
Really?
So, yeah. Wow. I mean, because it's your last meal.
I'm going to need another day.
Yeah. That's good.
Wow.
What kind of steak? What's your favorite steak?
Prime rib.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about you, Ed?
Prime rib, ribeye.
Okay. I have Chateaubriand. Mm. Not to sound blue blood, but that's my favorite. Pretty good. Kel, what about you?
If I'm forced to eat steak, and I do maybe once
thing.
A year, it's filet mignon.
Yeah,
you
filet
poor
mignon.
Thing, you'd be forced to eat steak.
All right. Well, listen, Chris, again, it's been great having you on the show. Thanks for bringing us up to date on the polling. And if you don't know where your polling is in Pinellas County, you go to votepinellas.gov, mm-hmm. votepinellas.gov. And if you live in Pasco, Hillsborough, or Manatee, just go up and do a search for your local voting superintendent.
Supervisor of Elections.
Supervisor of Elections, and that'll get you there. So again, Chris, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right,
and good luck to all the candidates.
Absolutely.
In any event, exercise your precious right to vote and select our leaders.
Precious.
Yeah, our precious right. I'm just reading the script here.
Okay.
If you haven't already done so.
All right, that's good, and we'll be back in a few moments, but. First, see if you can fill in the blank in keeping with the Jimmy Buffett trivia theme today. Which of his songs about a particular food, we're just talking about food, a particular food item is, and you got to fill in the blank in paradise. Okay?
Okay, got it.
All right.
The answer right after this.
After this.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
In 1955, the law firm now known as Peronick, Caulfield, Averill, and Noyes made a decision. Instead of taking whatever cases came through their doors, they decided to focus specifically on personal injury. 64 years later, the law firm is one of Clearwater's longest-running personal injury firms. Available 24 hours a day with offices in Clearwater and throughout Tampa Bay, they're ready to put decades of experience to work for you if you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident or injured due to someone's negligence or recklessness. If you feel overwhelmed, uncertain, or unsure about your next steps after being involved in an accident or after a loved one sustained serious injuries due to someone else's negligence, call Peronick, Caulfield, Averill, and Noyes at 727-796-8282 or online at usalaw.com. That's 727-796-8282 or online at usalaw.com. Non-attorney spokesman.
Shop the largest selection of Guy Harvey apparel, artwork, and gift items at GuyHarvey.com. From the world-renowned marine wildlife artist, the Guy Harvey online shop features the latest in performance apparel, classic Guy Harvey t-shirts, decor for every room in your home, exquisite ocean-inspired jewelry, and unique gift items, including custom merchandise not available anyplace else. Browse an extensive catalog of original Guy Harvey works of art and a full range of beautiful reproductions. As with all Guy Harvey merchandise, a percentage of sales benefits the ocean conservation, research, and education work of the Guy Harvey Ocean Foundation. The Guy Harvey Ocean Foundation will help ensure that future generations can enjoy and benefit from a well-balanced ocean ecosystem. Bring the undersea world into your everyday life at GuyHarvey.com.
Just about everyone is fascinated by the mafia. Books and movies like The Godfather, Goodfellas, Casino, and many others became bestsellers and box office hits. Did you know that a century ago, mobsters like Al Capone discovered Florida's tropical climate and sparse law enforcement? Mafia bosses from around the nation began setting up illegal operations in Florida. Now, for the first time, a new book titled Sunshine State Mafia, A History of Florida's Mobsters, Hitmen, and Wise Guys, provides vivid stories and never-before-seen images of dangerous criminals who settled in Florida full or part-time. Written by renowned author Doug Kelly, Sunshine State Mafia exposes the hidden history of the mob throughout the state and includes Doug's own brushes with crime figures. Sunshine State Mafia is available at all major book retailers, or obtain a signed copy by calling 727-724-4949. Or email sunshinestatemafia@gmail.com.
You run your business with a laser-like focus on success. Challenges come at you from every angle, but you stay the course. Your calendar is full, and your time is limited. So how do you deal with governmental issues that can impact your business? Turn to Amplify Clearwater, your chamber of commerce for Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Amplify Clearwater monitors legislation on the city, county, and state levels to identify issues that will impact businesses in the region. Then they become your voice to our elected representatives. They listen, watch, then take action to either support positive legislation or table bills that would negatively affect our business community. But they need your support to continue this vital work. Why not join the chamber today? Visit AmplifyClearwater.com for all the details and to submit a membership application. Amplify Clearwater. One community, one chamber, one vision.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Kelly Kelly Show. I'm Kelly Kelly. I'm here with my better half, Doug Kelly, my handsome better half. Mm. And before the break, Doug asked a Jimmy Buffett trivia question. Which of his songs about a particular food item is blank in paradise? And the answer is cheeseburger in paradise.
Yes.
Okay.
All parrot heads know the answer to that.
Okay.
Okay.
Our next guest is Susan Demers. She's an attorney by training and has counseled or served on the boards of a variety of arts. Over the years, Susan has acted in, directed, supplied technical support for, or written a wide variety of plays.
Wow. And Susan is an administrator at St. Petersburg College and serves as the president of West Coast Players. Accompanying her today is Carol Haig, a woman of many accomplishments in her own right in our community. Carol and Susan, great having you with us today.
Thank you.
Good, good.
Susan, tell us about the West Coast Players and what's coming up with them.
So West Coast is a small black box theater just off of US 19, just north of Drew Street.
Okay.
So 88 seats, and it's sort of the perfect place to be an actor.
Okay.
Because there's no need for any amplification at all, because it's just a tiny room with lots of hard walls.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you still have to project your voice out to the back there?
I rarely have to project my voice anywhere.
Okay. Okay, and Carol told me it's behind Clearwater Toyota because GPS sometimes doesn't work in finding it.
Yes, it's actually in something that is officially Clearwater 19 Commerce Center.
Okay.
So if you put that into the Wayfinder, it'll take you there.
Gotcha.
If you just put the address in, sadly, not so much.
You're going to just wander off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, there's a lot of moving parts to a play.
Indeed.
And people sitting in the audience enjoy, of course, what's happening. But there's a lot of things happening behind the curtain, right? And preparing to get behind the curtain and rehearsals. And tell us about all that. That's pretty interesting in itself.
So let me just start with the fact that you have to have a building. You know, you have to have a place.
Right.
And you can turn almost any place into a theater if the audience comes.
Mm-hmm.
But if the audience doesn't come, no play happens,
exactly.
Right?
Okay. Exactly. Got to have an audience.
Absolutely.
Right.
So all of this is in service of the audience.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it takes the script, but sometimes you adapt the script or you improvise from just a bare scenario, or sometimes you take a script that is so protected you cannot change a word.
Mm. Oh.
That's what happens with Neil Simon comedies today.
I see.
If you pay a royalty for a real Neil Simon comedy, you do a real Simon comedy.
Okay. No ad-libbing.
All right.
No ad-libbing.
Gotcha.
And all the swear words stay intact.
Ah, okay.
Okay, so gotcha. I learned something right there.
All
okay.
Right.
So,
so you have rehearsals.
Oh, yes, yes. So there are two sort of simultaneous paths going on.
Mm-hmm.
One is the production path. Well, I would say three. So there's a production path, and somebody has to be preparing the set, preparing the properties, preparing the costumes.
Mm.
And then there is the direction path, where the director sits down, works with the actors, looks at the script. They decide what version of this is going to happen. And then there's a third track, which is the business track. The people out there who are doing the marketing
mm.
and making sure that eventually people sit in the audience to provide the mirror for the show to be projected onto.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
And then how do you choose your actors? Do you have like a auditions?
Absolutely.
I see.
This is a community theater.
Mm-hmm.
None of the people in this particular group get paid.
Right.
We might pay a small stipend to a director or a musical director to sort of, but it's not much. And it doesn't really cover the cost of driving from South County to North County, but it's a goodwill offer.
It's their passion.
Absolutely.
And this is an outlet for that.
Absolutely.
Understood.
What if somebody has no talent? Do you make them a tree or something?
So that's an interesting question. So I've been doing this literally all my life.
Mm-hmm.
I think I performed on stage for the first time when I was 4 or 5.
Hmm.
So literally all my life.
Wow.
But, and so it's easy for me to stand up in front of an audience because I've been doing it all my life. Now,
yeah.
I'm not telling you I don't get nervous and
sure.
those kinds of things, but ultimately I'm going to do the show because I enjoy being in the same space with the audience.
Mm-hmm.
But what I see all the time in community theater, and I'm just fascinated by it, is people who are adults who have never been on stage before or haven't been on stage since they were in junior high school
mm-hmm.
or high school, and they suddenly decide they're going to do it. To me, that's just bravery beyond comprehension.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You always said, Doug, that if you had to do it all over, you'd be
yep.
an actor.
Yep, yeah.
You were
I did
Zeus
some plays.
In some play.
I was Zeus in my play.
I did some plays
and I loved it. And I wish I'd have kept pursuing it for sure.
Well, there's always another show.
There's always another show, that's right. I may be knocking on your door, who knows.
Yeah.
Please do.
But do the actors have to, and this, of course, is the difference between a movie where you can do takes one after the other.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that on a play. So mm-hmm. they have to really know their stuff and memorize their lines, right?
Yes, absolutely. And people find out very quickly if you do not have the capacity to memorize your lines, and you will no longer be performing on stage.
Of course.
Because it's a contract. You have to do the same show.
Okay.
Sure.
But you can do other things. If you don't act, you can work on the set. Like you mentioned, there's lots to do.
And the business
marketing.
Side is
yep.
definitely...
Yeah, selling tickets.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Advertising, the whole shebang.
Selling candy in the lobby.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
every piece has to get covered.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't just say to 3 random people, hey, would you want to collect the money for the Coca-Colas tonight?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah.
You have to have a plan for that part of it as well.
Yeah, it's pretty intricate when you get down to it. What about props?
Oh, my goodness. So right now the show that we have on stage is The Dining Room, which is a gurney play about all the things that happen in a dining room.
Hmm.
Well, mostly it's eating, right? So every single one of these scenes has to have different dishes, different food, different service items.
And it's real food.
Well, it has to be.
Yeah, right, right.
So it's not prop food.
On stage,
they're eating.
They have to be eat something, right?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's the challenge is making it something that they can swallow so
right.
that they can get their line out on time.
So they don't choke while they're trying to, that makes a lot of sense. That's great. And then is there any music set to this or is it all non-musical?
Well, so at West Coast, as I say, we're a really small house and most musicals require a larger venue, a bigger stage, right?
Yeah.
But at least once or twice a year, we have a musical. There are a lot of wonderful small musicals. So. Mm-hmm.
How many productions a year?
So right now, I think we're doing six formal productions a year, and then we do a couple of special projects as well. Yeah.
And how long does each production take to prepare for? And
so let's say at least 2.5 months to prep, and then there are 3 weekends of production for our main stage shows, and for our little special projects, there's 2 weekends. So at Christmas we'll have one of those little special projects, and maybe at another break we'll have something sort of slipped in that is a good fun show.
Okay. Is it the same people each time?
No.
Different people come.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And are the plays or the performances, are they child friendly?
Depends on the show.
Depends on the show. Okay. So how about the current one, The Dining Room?
So The Dining Room is really, I would say, adult, largely because it requires concentration.
Okay.
The next show after it is called Exit Laughing. So I'll give you the plot, and you decide whether it's child-friendly.
Okay.
So four women have been bridge partners for decades, and one partner dies.
Okay.
And they decide they need one final game together.
Mm-hmm.
So they kidnap the urn, and the rest of the show is evading the law enforcement and all the other people who are trying to keep the game from happening.
Oh, okay.
So.
That sounds good.
All right. That sounds like a great plot.
That sounds like pretty much anyone could follow it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not a 3-year-old, but certainly older people in school and whatnot. That'd be cool.
I want to know something about The Dining Room, the current production.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have, you know how when you're having relatives over Thanksgiving dinner and, you know, they start arguing? Do you have something like that going on?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Mm.
No dining room is really complete without, you know, a love fest and a hate fest.
That's
right?
Right.
Did you ever see that Woody Allen movie where they show the difference between an Italian dinner as opposed to, and everybody's talking on over each other and they're loud, and then there was another family where it just wasn't hardly a word spoken. It was really, really cool.
You can't really make a play out of that, though.
No, it was funny.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, I can think of at least one year in my life when I played two different roles that required me to be silent for an entire act.
Oh, my.
Wow.
And one, I was just trying different ways to commit suicide, and nobody noticed it while it was going on.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
And then in the other one, I was playing Harpo Marx. So I guess that explains the silence.
But I mean, your face has to change, and you...
Makeup,
Oh, everything.
Wow.
And really, if you think about it, so here's what the rhetoric people say, that in any spoken message, only about 7% of the meaning is in the words.
Really?
55% is in the body language, and 38% is in all that vocalics, the pitch, tone, rhythm, timbre. If you think about it, if you say something a certain way, everybody will believe it's a lie. For example, were I to say to you, Kelly, I'm delighted to be here today.
That's absolutely, I get your meaning. You are not.
Sure.
But I have my friend Carol with me, so all's good.
Okay, yeah.
There you go. Do you have, like, understudies, people who are ready in case someone doesn't show up or someone gets sick? No.
Generally speaking, not.
The show has to go on, huh?
But in COVID times, everybody had a backup plan. And so I would say that We know who has the capacity to learn a script in 4 days.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, wow.
And how long are most of the plays?
In terms of like 90 minutes?
Right,
or
right.
So most of them are about 90 minutes. I would say maybe 45, 50-minute first mm-hmm. acts and another 40-minute second act.
So. Yeah.
Do you have food and drink there?
Yes.
Oh, see? I'm there.
Right. Yeah, you mentioned that.
Well, but not a lot, and let me just tell you that
okay.
we try and buy candy that does not rustle when you unwrap it.
Yes.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Or yeah. popcorn boxes with people shaking
yes.
them and all that. Yeah,
exactly.
Drive you nuts. What about animals? Do you have any animals in your plays?
Well, you know, one of the big rules is never act with kids or animals.
Right.
Oh, I didn't
upstage
know that.
You.
Yeah, I had never heard that.
There's no actual staging of them, so really, you're bound to be upstaged.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
they're unpredictable, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
That's the. But having said that, obviously, there's lots of plays that depend upon having the right kid or depend upon having the right animal. And I would never have gotten into it if somebody wasn't interested in having a kitty mm-hmm. actress on stage.
Uh-huh. Okay.
What would you say is the most popular type of shows? Is there one that's most people seem to is it comedies or dramas or
murder?
Yes. So we'll ride. We're sort of you ride the waves of what's going on in the larger world,
I
right?
See. Okay.
So right now, I would say there's a big people just want to be entertained. So we shop really hard to make sure that the scripts are entertaining and solid. But we also, one of the things when I happened to look at the original articles of incorporation for West Coast Players tonight, that was 2007, so a few years ago, but they talked about doing plays of cultural worth and uplifting the community.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I think, you know, comedies, nothing will make you feel better mm-hmm. than sitting in a room with people who share laughter with you.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what are you going to be doing with this play? Are you acting or are you directing?
Oh, no. I'm sort of out of the business. I'm actually on the business side right
okay.
now.
Okay.
But it is great fun, and one of my favorite jobs in the theater is to be the stage manager.
Oh, okay.
Because once the director leaves, everyone is under my control.
Okay, well, what does a stage manager do? It's been a long time for me since I was at a play.
So the stage manager, during rehearsals, is just sort of there as the handmaiden, if you will, for the director, writing down the notes and making sure that it's the director's vision gets conveyed to the actors. But once that final dress rehearsal is over, it's the stage manager's show. It's their job to make sure that the curtain goes up on time, that all the actors are there, that all the costumes, props, makeup, all happens exactly as it should, that all the people in the house
okay.
have taken their seats before the show starts, so
okay.
nothing gets upset.
You don't get frazzled, do you?
Of course. But you have to act like you're doing fine.
Oh, you're calm and collected.
How big are the audiences generally?
Well, we only have 88 seats.
Yeah. Oh.
So that
that's
really,
a lot.
It's, yeah. Well, it's a great crowd,
mm-hmm.
but it's also small enough so that you hear everyone else's laugh, which is a great thing to share with people in these really troubled times.
Okay.
So what type of attire do most people have? Are they in a jacket and tie when they come? Or
it is Florida.
It is Florida, so it's all informal.
You betcha.
Right. Just okay. don't wear swimming trunks or something like that.
Well, we will tell you to go out and put on your shirt
right.
and shoes
go.
Required.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, be respectable. Exactly. Exactly. Well, Kel, what do you think? You've got a show coming up. Tell us some of your schedules. And I know that we have one that we're going to be attending, Kelly and I.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I think that's probably Dining Room.
Yes.
And then the one following
yeah.
that is Exit Laughing, which is the one where the Bridge Club is trying to have one last final stand together.
That's funny.
And then the little show of after that is called Love Sick, which is a just sort of what's that fine line between being in love and being sick?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it's a very fun show, written actually by a guy who is an actor that you usually see in one of those character actor parts,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's developed a whole stage full of character parts.
Gotcha.
And then for next season, I think we're going to start with No Sex Please, We're British, which will be followed by, which is a traditional door-slamming farce, right? Okay. I think there are 8 doors, and I think all 8 of them have to slam solidly.
Okay.
And then the show after that one, if I'm not mistaken, is probably a one-woman show about the life of the woman who played Ethel Mertz, Vivian Vann.
Oh, sure.
Oh, nice.
It's called Sidekicked.
Okay, so you only have 1 actress in that?
Yep.
Wow. That's amazing. Huh. Okay, I need to mention that the theater is open Fridays and Saturdays. 7:30 is when the showing is. Mm-hmm. And also you have Sunday matinees at 2 p.m.
That's correct. And for both Exit Laughing and Lovesick, we also have added a Saturday matinee. So
You expect that one to be popular then?
Well, yes, but I also expect that it's really hard to drive in Florida at night right now.
Oh,
I don't know
yes.
whether these new LED headlights have hit your eyes, but it's really, it's
that's true.
Quite challenging
gotcha.
On certain
okay.
roads.
Gotcha. Well, what's the, for people who want to get tickets or more information, website, phone numbers?
The website is WCPlayers, as in westcoastplayers.com, and the telephone number is 727-437-2363.
Fantastic. You've been in a lot of plays over the years.
I have.
What's been your favorite roles?
Well, I guess, so I've loved doing super dramatic plays, but I also love doing comedy. So I like doing the plays like Alan Ayckbourn's plays, but I also, and done a lot of musicals. I got to be Mrs. Lovett and Sweeney Todd, and I got a lot of, mm-hmm. of
yeah.
ranging plays. But I think my favorites have always been those wonderful comedies where you get to hold the next laugh in the palm of your
yeah.
hand.
Yeah, uh-huh.
yeah.
Decide cool. when you're going to release the laugh.
Have you met some celebrities over the years?
Yeah. Yeah. I've also met some really fine actors.
I'll bet. Yeah. I'll bet. Absolutely. Well, it's been fantastic, Susan. That's really wonderful. It's great to have you. We're looking forward to coming to see the show or play ourselves.
Mm-hmm. It's a show. This is the business
show.
Show.
It's entertainment either way. Absolutely. And we're certainly going to tell others about it. As we go along too, leave
right.
us your schedule.
Well,
and
yes,
we'll
but
certainly plug it.
But Doug,
yes,
you could exercise the opportunity to be on stage again.
Yes,
I don't think Zeus is coming up anytime soon, but I'm sure there's another part.
Maybe Liza Strada or something like that.
Oh no, that was 3 seasons ago.
Yeah, you already hit that one. Okay, well that's pretty cool. Well, great again, Susan. It's great to have you on the show, Carol. It's always nice. Seeing you again, it's been super, and it's about time we start wrapping up things.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we thank our guests first?
All right, we'd like to thank our guests, Pinellas County Commissioner Chris Latvila, Susan Demers of the West Coast Players, and our friend Carol Haig.
Yep, and also Jimmy Johnson, Wade Boggs, and Guy Harvey. They're 3 folks who help us promote the show. They do a little 30-second ad for us that's on the Tan Talk Radio Network every day, and we appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Kelly, what's our verse for the week?
Our verse for the week is Matthew 5:4. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Fantastic. And just remember, these are the good old days of tomorrow. And in behalf of Ed Davis, Kelly Kelly, and myself, please join us again next Monday and every Monday at the same time for the Kelly Kelly Show. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the award-winning